Councilor Bertina.
I, too, was a supporter of maintaining the valley and against the expressway. And I stood there and watched the SWAT team go in and the construction crews go in and start to demolish the valley. I didn't see any of the proponents of this at that moment there. There were tears in my eyes, and I was very upset. And I put that behind me. One of my initiatives, the six initiatives for the budget, is to have an aggressive marketing campaign for the city of Hamilton. This is a bad news story. You can't spin this into a good news story. This is going to turn Hamilton back into a plastimate city, a city of lawsuits, and a city that, frankly, I can't be proud of. When we're saying that Sheila Copps demonstrates intent to harm, I don't believe that. Or the but you want me to ask questions, so I will ask questions. Mr. Estrin, these sound like pretty awful people. In a court of law, when you conduct this case, what would be their personal motive? What would they get out of this as their intent to commit these crimes? Would that come up in the presentation of this evidence? Yeah, what's in it? If you commit a crime, you want to kill somebody, steal money. Well, what was their crime that they wished to commit?
First of all, no one's suggesting they committed a crime. This is not a criminal matter. This is a suit for compensation that the damages that the city has suffered. And matter that needs to be dealt with is, did they know, or were they reckless and indifferent to whether they knew that what they were doing was beyond the authority of federal officials? The answer clearly is they knew. Many of them knew. We have it in the court records. We have it in the quotations I gave you. And secondly, were they careless or negligent or reckless with respect to what harm that may cause the city? And the fact is that because they knew that they were acting illegally, it was quite clear that that the result of applying the Canadian Environmental Assessment Act was to re-examine need and alternatives. That's what they wanted. That's what the Environment Canada officials clearly wanted in all the thousands of pages of memos. They wanted to stop this expressway. And that may be a worthy environmental objective. If we were back in 1977, hey, you know, a lot of people might have said, you know, maybe we should think about that. But the fact was that this city and this region had spent, as I said, hundreds of millions of dollars at that point. And homes had been expropriated and properties and taxes imposed and development charges. And things were being held up. So the question was, were they careless and reckless with respect to the harm that they were causing the general public? And in my view, the evidence is yes.
Well, I believe through you, Mr. Mayor, that it's not hundreds of millions, but tens of millions. But anyway, how did you get the memos? You said, we got the memos. Were these private restricted access memos, such as we send to each other here at City Hall, understanding that no one outside would be able to access this information? Can you speak to how you got these memos?
They were all ordered to be produced by the Federal Court of Canada.
So,
court order.
So the court can order private and confidential.
Private and confidential. They were internal memos.
Okay. Is your meter running as you make this presentation? Are we paying you as you speak?
Well, I normally bill for when I come here to give advice and assist the city. Yes.
And Mr. Mayor, could we find out how much this presentation has cost? Because I could have read this myself. Off an email.